welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Hey, Ron, thank you for holding on, man. I really wanted to hear what you were saying.
No problem. I was going to say that I mentioned PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Right.
And in that respect, and in the other respects that plague these veterans, like not getting enough health care through the Veterans Administration, and I know there are great people at the Vets Administration, but they don't have the budget they need.
That's correct.
All of these things are a microcosm of what's wrong with our society in general, because there are people living, civilians living in this country all over the place, not just in big cities, but in small towns like the one I grew up in. And they're clearly suffering from PTSD because somebody close to them has been killed in a horrible way, like a shooting,
yes,
or a road rage incident.
Yes.
And that's exactly the same kind of psychological damage that these soldiers had. It might not be as severe or as horrible for everybody, but it affects the whole society. These veterans that don't get the care they need and the attention they need. And one more thing, and then I'll shut up, is that not only do veterans not want to hear thank you for your service, politicians, mostly Republicans, in state and national, who when there's react to a massacre, gun massacre, a civilian gun massacre, which is a daily occurrence in this country now, and they say, our hearts and prayers are with, go out to you. It's like the survivors and relatives and close members of that family and the community don't want to hear your thoughts and prayers. We want to hear what you're going to do to solve those problems.
Ron, man, I don't know if you're a therapist or what, but man, you're right. You're right on point. And you know, people have to understand that when people's lives have been totally changed forever, you can't ever fix it with thank you for your service. The way you can fix it is to value what they've done and make sure that they are taken care of. You know, these things were done in the name of our government. And so if those men and women who put their lives on the line for our government, and then our government turns around and the best we can do is thank you for your service. Hey, you know, all I'm doing with this article is trying to bring attention from a guy who represents many other veterans that I've talked to who really don't want to hear that. You know, they want to hear, like you said, I'm going to get the right kind of treatment that I need from the burn pits that we were exposed to in Iraq. You know, where the
Absolutely.
Bombs were dropped and the oil wells and the smoke and the soot that is causing just untold mayhem to the veterans of the Iraqi war. The Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange and all of those things, and a government that did not do anything to support them when they kept telling them when they came back that they were dealing with these issues. Our government finally, when those men got to be 50 and 60 years old and close to being dying from their maladies, finally agreed and started giving them compensation when they had, you know, only a few years left in their life. Don't thank them for their service. Give them what they deserve, you know.
It's like most things in this country, Earl, that some politicians and some people, some citizens, they know the value of nothing, but they know the price of everything. And so if you say to them, well, we need to spend another $100 billion this year on veterans care. We need to spend another $100 billion on improving our infrastructure and creating healthier communities in our cities and for people, middle class people and poor people alike. They're going to say, "Well, where are you going to get the money?" And it's like, "Well, I don't know, but you're spending $800 billion a year
on the military
defense."
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying defund the military. I'm saying try to get into fewer wars. You know, I mean, try to go at. I mean, it isn't sexy to go out and hire a bunch of social workers to try to alleviate these police shootings that don't need to happen because they're confrontational and the citizens are scared and don't respect the. They're afraid the police are going to hurt them. Send social workers instead. Well, let's hire some social workers. That's not defunding anybody. But then even if it isn't defunding anybody, you got to pay for them. And then they're going to say, "Well, where's the extra money coming from? Well, we're going to have to cut another program." Well, no, we're not going to have to cut another program. That's your attitude. Your attitude is what's killing us. Can I just one more thing?
Yes, sir.
There's some wonderful things happening that beneficial to veterans and to citizens too, to civilians too. And here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin and the nation, and an example are tiny homes that are being built
yes.
for veterans who can't afford, literally cannot
yes.
afford, you know, rent, regular rent. I mean, middle-class people can't afford regular rent, but especially some of these veterans who are broken people and trying, you know, a lot of them are homeless.
So hey Ron, give them quickly, tiny homes. Quickly, can you explain to me how we send those people halfway around the world or all the way around the world to fight and die, and those who come back, shouldn't at least we do is guarantee them a home? We're not talking about a palace, a palatial palace, but shouldn't that be part of this? Because so many vets still sleep under bridges and eat out of garbage cans. Don't say thank you. For your service, let's show some action to prove to them that we care about their service. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I certainly do. And, you know, the other thing to bear in mind is that because of the way our society is structured, it isn't rich people who go to fight wars. It's
no.
poor people and
right.
middle and sometimes middle class people. And we don't have a draft. So, and by and large, it's people that young people, mostly men, who are coming out of school, they don't see anything else to do. I have friends like this, and they enlisted.
Yeah.
And maybe they went over and fought a war, or maybe they didn't, but they didn't get anything for it. You know, I mean, they
yes.
essentially did not get anything for it. And there's, you know, it's not just the housing component. I mean, the housing component is really important, but I mean, I'd say in this country, we need a guaranteed income. Even Richard Nixon thought that was a good idea.
Well, you know what, Ron, man, thank you. You've been a great caller. You really have. Call more. Really enjoyed your conversation, all right? We've got to go to a break. But thank you very much. I really appreciate you hanging on and all of that. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.